Hello, this is 5 minutes the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 786. And we're talking about the death of Christ, and we've gone into the physical events that led to the death, but not the revelatory. So now let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the golden, that is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. And it says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also you are saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain, which was yet saved, not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead." Then it continues, "So I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we're looking at the death of Christ, as I said. Now we're in Proverbs 4:20 that says, "My son, daughters inclusive, pay attention to my word." We've gone in depth into that. So if you want to know about how to pay attention to God's word, then it means that you have to go back into the archives and draw from there. Then we saw Jesus with his disciples. He cursed the fig tree. They came back, "Master, master, the fig tree that he cursed is dead." And Jesus responds, his response is Mark 11:23. And Jesus said unto them, what did he say? He said, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that whatsoever he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." And we are looking at how we can also by faith access the things that God has got for us. And we realize that when God comes to you, when God is speaking to you and you are accessing by faith, you will hear that God says he has done it. You will hear that God says he has done it. And so we saw Abraham. And for 24 years, Abraham was 75 years old when God promised him a son. But for 24 years, 75 till 99, he was 99, and we read that in Genesis 17. Then God came back to him and said, "Listen, Abraham, how you're doing it is not how it will happen, because you will have to say, you will have to say that you are a father of many nations." And what was the best way to make him say that he's a father of many nations, and to make his wife agree, because it takes two to tango, both of them, they were the ones going to have the baby. And so God said, "I've changed your name from Abram, that is assumed father, to Abraham, father of many nations." Oh, hallelujah. So in fact, when God came to Abraham, I want you to get this into your spirit, that it was not as if the wife was already pregnant, or she was even seeing her period. She had passed menopause. There was nothing there that showed that this man, woman, old lady, is going to have a baby. So Abraham laughed when God said that you're going to have a baby. He laughed. It was not only Sarai or Sarah who laughed. Abraham also laughed. And so when you go to Romans chapter 4, oh yes, from verse 17, and it's the same as Genesis 17:5. So God said to him in Genesis 17:5, "Neither shall thy name anymore be called Abraham, but thy name shall be called Abraham, for a father of many nations have I what made thee." When God is speaking to you, how will God say it? He will say he's done it already. So when he says he's done already, you don't just run to the hospital, check for me, God has told me that I'm healed, so you check for me. They might check and tell you it's gone worse, or it's become bigger, or the tumor is looking bigger, or right now, no, we've even discovered that you are on either stage four, something weird. They will say something that will break. That is the devil trying to in the physical realm break your trust and show you that God is lying, and show you that, listen, you cannot rely on the Bible like that. Oh, you, hey, this is, we are not talking about something cheap here. We're talking about your life. Are you a cat? Do you have four lives? Please, please, don't talk about any. Listen, the Bible was written. Yes, God is good, but please, you must use your sense. You must use wisdom. What's the meaning of this sitting down and saying that you were healed? Who told you that? It is very important that he can get you from that realm. What realm? The realm where Abraham walked. Because even when in a situation, God said, I have made thee a father of many nations. It's a decision you have to take. Listen to me carefully. Listen and listen to me again. I said, it's a decision you will have to make. You have to take that decision that, listen, I believe God's word. And from today, I like how Papa Hagen said it. He was on a sick bed. He was paralyzed. He had heart trouble and he had blood trouble. I don't know whether it was leukemia, cancer of the blood, and also it was, he said, when even with the doctors drew out blood from him, his blood was not red, it was orange. And he said, if the heart disease didn't kill you, wouldn't kill you, then the blood disease will. A young boy, a teenager. And yet in the bed, without anything, like, look at the podcast. When you turn here, you hear this one talking about healing, divine healing, words that you can sleep with, and we will play for you to hear whilst you're sleeping, because, you know, your spirit doesn't sleep. So you can even play this message on whilst you sleep. Your spirit will pick up a lot of things. You see, a young man, and yet he came to Mark 11:23, and he used it. He used Mark 11:23, and a miracle happened for him. So you too can pick whatever it is. I don't know whether it's an injury. I don't know whether it is financial. I don't know whether it's a business. I don't know whether it's about your mother-in-law. I don't know whether it's about a relation. Whatever the situation is right now, it's not good. But you go into the word and you get yourself a good word that God says he has already done it. And then you put it on your lips and begin to say it. Like Abraham, a father of many nations, have I made thee. And God is saying to you too, whatever situation you are, God said, I have already healed you. I have already settled it. I have already given you. I have already made it. It's already done. You are so blessed. Blessed. Please share this link with somebody. Somebody needs to hear this today and come back for more.